throwing them around at people. But there certainly is room for it in the New Testament. But I wouldn't do it against the obvious enemies. I wouldn't curse anybody. But sometimes you see the curse of God on someone and you declare, oh, I think they're cursed. Nothing wrong with that. It's just like recognizing the judgment of God on a situation. So, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. You know, that's the principle of being sympathetic to the feelings of other people. When there are those who are happy, be happy with them. And those who are sad, be sad with them. Empathize with their feelings. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. You know, sometimes people are gifted and so on, and they get so high and mighty, you know, they don't have any time for the little people or for low people. They become so important. So I'm glad I belong to a church where the people who are in the church are welcome in the home of our pastor. You know, and it doesn't have to be by appointment either. You know? I mean, that's a big sacrifice for someone to make, to just allow people to come to their homes. But many pastors, I could go around churches and say, so have you ever been to your pastor's house? Well, no, he came to our house, though. Right? And from what I understand, many pastors are instructed in the art of not having anyone come into their home, and to keep their private life separate from their ministry. But how can you keep your private life separate from your ministry when you're supposed to offer yourself as a living sacrifice? Because we're all given the measure of faith, and we're all supposed to have some sort of ministry, okay? Whether it be service, or mercy, or exhortation, teaching, according to the proportion of faith, whatever has been distributed to you through the Spirit. Be not wise in your own conceits. That's a quotation from the Old Testament. Proverbs 3, verse 7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. So, the previous verse, interesting, it says, this is the one where it says, people, I've heard this quote many times, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil, and it shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. So we know we are leaning not on our own understanding. So that's why people die, I will mind the high things. Things that are higher than maybe you little people can understand. Or things that are higher than you need to be informed about. You know, I'm involved with the important aspects of church and so on and so forth. And so I really don't have time for you people. You know, I certainly don't have time to listen to your talk. I don't have time to involve myself with your life. I don't have any time for that because I'm minding these high things, these important things, these lofty affairs. We are to condescend to people in low places. I mean, the people who have the most power and the most spirit need to help the infirmities of the weak. We've got to be of the same mind toward one another. Meaning this, all the people on the bottom, quote-unquote, people who have lesser gifts always are looking up to people with better gifts. Well, the people with the better gifts ought to be looking up to the people who have lesser gifts. For me, that's always been easy, because I've always been heavy on gifts, low on righteousness, low on ability, self-control and stuff. So I always had and low on faith. Faith was something very difficult for me. I was always a person who was very easily, not easily persuaded, actually. That was a problem. It was with difficulty. I've always wanted to believe in God, but sometimes I found it very difficult. And I'd always admired the faith of people who believed very simply, without having to sort out all the facts, you know? People, and I have a great admiration for that. I look up to them. So those who think they have the high gifts and the power in the church or whatever, you know, God has set them prophets and apostles. They need to look up at the little people. Need to get down under them. So that everyone can be so that Christ will be glorified in his body. So don't recompense. It says, verse 17, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Verse 17 is a quotation from the Old Testament, from the Septuagint, actually, of Proverbs 3, verse 4. I said before, most of the Apostle Paul's quotations of the Old Testament are from the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Old Testament. You know, it says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee, in verse 3 of chapter 3. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And that's what he means, provide things that are honest in the sight of all men. You know, when we do things right, when we're fair and equitable in our dealings, we glorify God. You know, when we stand for the truth, not just in the scriptures, but in our daily lives, in our work, and the way we deal with other people, when we uphold the doctrine of Christ in every aspect of our life, the way we treat people in the church and out of the church, not repaying evil for evil. When someone does you evil, you don't repay them evil. I mean, I'll get back at him. I'll have my vengeance on him. Return evil for good. Now, I have to say, sometimes people do evil, right? And you have to practice, you know, they say tough love. But that's kind of what it is at times. Sometimes people don't like, I'll tell you what, when you do good to someone, let's say even if it's just something that's just plain good, like they do something really bad to you, and you return it by doing something really nice for them. You know, you show them a kindness.